N-Y-Y-S-T.
Hold up, why do they doubt the kid? I'm about to prove them all wrong again. I got a low tolerance, cause they don't even know where their problem is. It's me. You waiting on the boy to fail, then hold your breath and face your death. Cause you play a roulette with each step I progress, no less. Go ahead and place your bets. Cause we know where we at, we know we top tier. Cause all the hate that you bring, we know it stops here. I'm taking off like a rocketeer and stopping here. It's strange how they cannot see the future, but see profit here. Wait up.
Welcome back. This is episode 535 of the NYYST podcast. We are presented by NYY Underground. I am your host, Christian. I don't even know what to say at this point in time, because earlier today, I don't know, maybe an hour or so ago, I stopped watching the game after I saw Camille Duvall come into the game. We'll get to that later. The Yankees dropped a series at home to the Minnesota Twins. So the Yankees, who entered this series with a 7-game losing streak, saw the Twins come into town and handily beat the Yankees in the last two games of this series and take a series in the Bronx for the first time since 2014, which, if you think back that far, was Derek Jeter's last year and a season where the Yankees did not go to the postseason. Now, I said that I might be throwing in the towel on the season had the Yankees dropped this series to the Minnesota Twins. I'm going to say this. It does not look good. For the first time all year, since Aaron Judge has been out, since they've gone through this, I am legitimately worried about the future of the Yankees going forward here in 2026. Especially in the last two games here, they've looked absolutely lifeless. Now, you can say, oh, they were trying to fight back on Saturday, and yeah, great. They did. They got it to 6-4. But the moment that Cody Bellinger's ball hit the base of the wall and went over it, they were done. You could have packed it in and went back to whatever it is that you were doing on the 4th of July. Because the Yankees had only so much left in them, and then they'd said, close enough. And then the Twins put the game away, and then today, complete backbreaker in the first inning. You get to strike them out, throw them out, double play, and then Weathers leaves the ball up. I don't care it was out of the zone. This guy, Josh Bell, is a massive human being, okay? He left it up for him to go and put that ball off the wall in right field or wherever he ended up hitting it, where Schumann almost made a great play on it but didn't. It was such a backbreaker, because when you went into this series, you looked at it and said the Yankees have to get the first two because they're going to struggle against Joe Ryan, and they did today. And if you really paid attention to the game, the Yankees had a lot of pitches to hit against Joe Ryan and did nothing with any of them. So, again, you don't want to take anything away from Joe Ryan, just like you didn't want to take anything away from Sonny Gray last week. But, again, this is a lot more about the Yankees' futility than any one starting pitcher coming in here against the New York Yankees. Because Joe Ryan left a lot of pitches in areas that they should have been hit hard, and the Yankees had chances to really mount something against him for missing location, and they did nothing. Do you want to give them a pass for Saturday? Because Brendan Beck does not belong in the major leagues. It's blatantly apparent that he does not belong in the major leagues. I know the Yankees were caught in between a rock and a hard place on Saturday after getting the news about Carlos Rodon. Do you want to give them a pass? I don't. You get a pass for that game when you haven't lost 7 in a row previous to your win on Friday. You get a pass for that game when that happens. You get a pass for that game when the team in front of you isn't on an incredible hot streak and now you're 5 games out of first place. That you don't get a pass for that game. That's a game where you got to put your big boy pants on and find a way to win. And the Yankees, down 6-0, tried to rally. And like I said, the moment Cody Bellinger's ball hit off the wall and not over it, done. You just know certain momentum swings in a baseball game after watching a game so long, and that was one of them. Cody Bellinger had a lot of that ball, put a great swing on it, and it fell short, and that was the game. And today, it just looked like they were disinterested in playing baseball today. It really did. And again, you look at Ryan Weathers, and it's such a frustrating outing because at times the stuff was so good, and at other times it was just, what are we doing here? And in the fourth inning, where the game really, really got away from the Yankees, it was the fifth, I'm sorry, starts the inning off with a hit batter and then a walk. And at 4-0, you knew it was over. You knew that. But because you're the one that's sick in the head, you're going to sit there and say, maybe, maybe, maybe. And then the second you see Camille Duvall take the mound, you know it's over. Are we the only ones that know that putting Camille Duvall on the mound is the equivalent of holding a firework in your hand and then being surprised when it explodes and you don't have a hand anymore? Because when Aaron Boone puts Camille Duvall on the mound, that's what happens. He explodes, the Yankees give up a ton of runs, and the game is over. So after what happened on Wednesday in the 11th inning, backed up with what happened yesterday, and then to put him back on the mound in a game that is still within reach, 4 runs, yes, even with this Yankee offense, well, maybe not, but even with this Yankee offense, in the 6th inning, 4 runs is not an insurmountable lead. That is a lead for the opposition that you should be able to chip away at and still give yourselves a chance to win a baseball game. But Aaron Boone put the human firework back on the mound, and he gives up 2 runs. Now you're going to say, well, the walk, and the bunt. Listen, he gave up a leadoff double. That all spiraled from the leadoff double that he gave up. Putting Camille Duvall on the mound in a game that you're still within striking distance of is a fireable offense. And Aaron Boone did that after he saw what Camille Duvall did on Wednesday and what he saw Camille Duvall do on Saturday. He still put Camille Duvall in a game that was within striking distance for this team that desperately needs to win as many games as they possibly can. Aaron Boone put Camille Duvall back on the mound today. That's a fireable offense. The way this team looks dead and uninterested in playing baseball is a fireable offense. You can no longer use the excuse, well, Aaron Judge is out, they're hitting the starting rotation with injuries to Carlos Rodon and Max Fried. There are no excuses for looking flat and uninterested playing baseball. Especially after Friday night, where there's a little bit of juice in this team. They got Trent Grisham back. They got a good start out of Gerrit Cole. They got home runs from Grisham and Ben Rice. And they looked competent in winning a baseball game. To then turn around and look completely disinterested and losing a series at home to a team that you have historically dominated for the last 24 years is a fireable offense. You cannot defend the way this team is playing and then say that it's not Aaron Boone's fault. Aaron Boone is the man put in charge of these guys. Whether he's a glorified babysitter or a manager, it doesn't matter. It is his job to get them to play better baseball than they have over the last 10 games. They are 1-9 against some of the worst teams that the American League has to offer. 1-9. And you're going to sit there and try to defend this and blame anybody that you want to blame. Cody Bellinger has got to be better overall. Ben Rice has got to be better overall. Josh Chisholm has got to be better overall. The starting pitching has stunk. The bullpen has stunk. But when this happens year after year after year, and the team has no fight in them, and looks as dead as they do, and the decisions that are made on the field that contribute to the losses, that is on one person, and he has to be relieved of his duties. You want to save the season? Fire Aaron Boone. There is no more of this, well, of this idea that if they had this guy, they had that guy. It doesn't matter because this happens every year. They went through a swoon when they had a healthy Judge and a healthy Juan Soto. They still went through a swoon. The Boone swoon is a tradition like none other. And this year, they're swooning harder than ever. So I don't know what you can do here other than relieve him of his duties. Now, do I want Brad Ausmus managing his team? Absolutely not. But maybe do something wild. Is Shelly Duncan a major league manager? No, but I guarantee you he'll crack somebody's head like a coconut and they will not be as complacent as they are right now with Shelly Duncan running around like a madman in that dugout. The Yankees are pissing away a golden opportunity to go to the World Series this year. It's exactly what they're doing. I don't care what injuries they have. This is still a very weak American League where the Yankees have more talent on their current roster than all but one or two teams, if any, in this American League. And they're just pissing away the opportunity to go back to the World Series. Because they might sink themselves so bad before they get healthy that they're be lucky to be playing on the road in a wild card series. Because when we said the one thing that they had to do this year was avoid playing in the wild card series, they have gone and said to themselves, let's see how bad we can make it right now. Let's see how bad this can get. I just don't know what else can be said right now. Because I'm not going to come on here and be performative and have fake outrage over Yovani Cruz getting sent down. But I will tell you that when Jake Bird and Camille Duvall still have options and are on this roster over Cruz, that's criminal. That should not happen. Okay? I mean, we don't know over an extended period whether Yovani Cruz will continue to be good or can get high leverage outs. Okay? We don't know that. But what we do know and confidently can say is that Camille Duvall and Jake Bird can't. So I will take the mystery of Yovani Cruz over the known quantity of Bird and Duvall. And does that solve the Yankees' problem right now? Of course it doesn't. But something has to be done here. And isn't it ironic or a coincidence or whatever you want to call it that the one game that the Yankees looked most competent this weekend and the one game that they won, Anthony Volpe didn't play in. Now, I get it. He had really good numbers against Joe Ryan. I think he was hitting 500 against Joe Ryan coming into this game. But you took Cabbie off a short. You put Volpe back in. They lose. Something has to be said for that right now. That when the Yankees were their best and played their best, and were their cleanest defensively. Yes, they had a healthy Aaron Judge, but Jose Caballero was the starting shortstop. And since Anthony Volpe has become the starting shortstop, they have not been as clean defensively, they have not played as good of baseball, and they've become a losing team. That has nothing to do with whether or not Aaron Judge is healthy and the trickle-down effect that Anthony Volpe causes this baseball team. Okay. So you can say whatever you want about who's here and who's not here. The fact of the matter is that this team and the way they have just looked with Anthony Volpe as a starting shortstop has changed drastically. Okay? Jose Caballero himself was a better baseball player when he was a starting shortstop. The Yankees have to admit something to themselves that they refuse to do and have refused to do during Anthony Volpe's entire career, and that's he's not a major league shortstop. The Gold Glove and the 20 home runs in his rookie season, okay? The 800 OPS in the postseason in 2024, okay? But as time has went on, he's done more to prove that he should not be starting on a team that thinks that they can go to a World Series and is one of the better teams in this league. He has done more to prove that than prove that he belongs here. I don't know what else to say anymore. I feel like this is a record that just goes round and around and around, and we just keep coming back and playing the same songs over and over and over again. Boone's got to get fired. Volpe can't be the shortstop. And then the record goes around again. Boone has to be fired, and Volpe can't be the shortstop. The Yankees' inability to adapt has killed them throughout the course of Aaron Boone's tenure as manager. The Atlanta Braves went out there and won a World Series with a Ronald Acuna Jr. out. The Yankees can't even beat the fucking Tigers and Twins at home. Have a 1-5 homestand against those god-awful baseball teams with no Aaron Judge. That comes down to leadership of one man, the manager of the New York Yankees. You want to save the season? Get him out of here. The Phillies recognized it immediately this season and got Rob Thompson the hell out of there. Donnie Baseball came in, and now at 5:30 on this Sunday here on July 5th, the Phillies are just two games behind the Atlanta Braves for the division lead and hold the top wild card in the National League. That was a team that fired their manager because they knew that they couldn't afford to let things go down the road that they were going down, and they didn't like the way they were playing earlier this year, and they set out time for a change. And like I said, I don't really want Brad Ausmus managing this team, but you have to do something. How much longer are you going to let this go on? You already see what's happening here, right? You want to see more of it? You want the Yankees to really bury themselves now? Because right now, the Yankees are six back of the Rays in the loss column with what's the score of the Rays game? Let me look this up. Sorry, guys. The Rays against the Astros right now. The Rays are down 2-0. So it's in the seventh inning. So, I mean, you know, if the Astros can do us a favor here, you go into Tampa down 5. Or even a sweep, you're still in second place. But all of a sudden now, we're going to hope that the Yankees are just magically going to get right against the Rays. Where a series loss, a four-game series loss, God forbid a sweep, could effectively end the Yankees' chances at a division because the Yankees only have one more crack at the Rays the rest of the year. And you could be 7 games out at the end of this, heading into the All-Star break. Maybe 9. Could be 10 if the Rays come back and win. really what you wanted to do, right? We said that this entire premise of this show for 2026 was going to be about optimizing the opportunities for October, and the Yankees have done whatever the exact opposite of that is. Where we just asked them to play 500 baseball with Aaron Judge's out, and they've gone 1-9 over the last 10 games. They played 100 baseball. And I'm supposed to believe that they're going to go into a place where they don't play well. They got swept there earlier this year against a team that is just seething to continue to embarrass the Yankees, the anti-Yankees, the small market, look at us, get on base, create havoc, score runs the old-fashioned way, Rays, pitch and defense. Against these $350 million losers right now, that their three best players can't even be bothered at this moment. The two of them are all-stars to help raise their game and get the Yankees out of this. Because on Saturday night, we learned that Ben Rice, Cody Bellinger, and Aaron Judge, and Cam Schlittler were all named to the All-Star team, and really only one of them right now deserves it. Judge obviously injured, and the way that Rice and Bellinger have played over the last 15 games is abominable. Those are your two best offensive players without Aaron Judge, and they've been horrendous. Cody Bellinger is hitting 100 over his last 50 at-bats. I'm sure Ben Rice isn't much better. He sprinkled in a couple of home runs over the last week, but he's been pretty bad himself. Those are the guys that have to carry the team. And they've done nothing to really help this team. Trent Grisham comes back. He paid immediate dividends on Friday night. And then Aaron Boone, in his infinite wisdom there in the sixth inning, pinch hits for Trent Grisham. For Paul Goldschmidt. You can't give me anything about the platoon advantage in that situation because it doesn't matter, okay? Because Trent Grisham's numbers against Rodgers are just as bad as Paul Goldschmidt's numbers in that situation. Because Grisham had two at-bats, struck out twice against Rodgers, and Goldschmidt had three at-bats and struck out twice against Rodgers. And in the sixth inning, you take out one of your best hitters. But it's okay because you put Camille Duvall in and just decided to light gasoline on the whole thing there. And then you have the nerve, the unmitigated nerve that Aaron Boone has to say in that situation, he's always going to trust Paul Goldschmidt, but then leaves him on the bench in the 10th inning of Wednesday's game for Oswaldo Cabrera, who is now a minor leaguer, should get you fired. The repeated usage of Camilo Duvall should get you fired. The things Aaron Boone has said to the media over the last 10 games should get you fired. Then telling the media that on Saturday, in that situation where you're pinch hitting for one of your better hitters in the sixth inning, in a still very winnable game, you're always going to go to Paul Goldschmidt and then leave him on the bench for a minor leaguer should get you fired. But nope, Aaron Boone will be sitting there on Monday night managing the New York Yankees as we all sit there and hope, not know, but hope that they will finally wake up. Because if they don't wake up this week against the Rays, with Cam Schlittler on the mound to start this on Monday, it's over. The Yankees always like to think that there's tomorrow. Well, to quote Apollo Creed, there is no tomorrow. If they don't get this right this week, and not with a split, with taking three out of four, It's over. So, yeah, do I want to throw in the towel right now? With the way they played against the Twins at home, I really, really, really do. And you know I'm never there. But I'll give them one more chance, knowing that they're up against a team that they have to jump over now with their ace on the mound. I'll give them one more chance. Because on Thursday, if we're not looking up at the New York Yankees taking 3 out of 4 against the Tampa Bay Rays and making a dent in this American League East and waking the hell up here, it's over. And you know what? This is the final season of NYYST, and you all know that. And we wanted to end it with a world championship after 10 years to finally get to end it the right way. Maybe this is the way it was just meant to end, with the Yankees feebly walking off into the sunset and at the end of September at 6 o'clock on that Sunday afternoon against the Baltimore Orioles. Maybe that's how it's meant to end. Because right now, this team looks uninterested in going for a world championship. This team looks uninterested in playing October baseball. And maybe that's how this show is meant to end. Because for 10 years, we have been frustrated with the way this team has been run. We have been frustrated with the optimism they have given us, only to pull it all away. So maybe that's how it's meant to end. And the ultimate punch in the face that we suffered on Friday when we learned that Carlos Rodon is going on the injured list. It's not even, you know, normally you feel a punch in the face, and I said this on social media and I made a video about it. It's more like when you're already knocked out in an MMA fight and your opponent comes over there and cracks you a couple more times before the referee can come over there to stop it. That's what it was like. Because as much as I'm not the biggest Carlos Rodon guy, maybe you win on Saturday if he's going out on the mound and taking the ball and not a guy that should be waiting tables at the IHOP in Scranton instead of pitching for the New York Yankees on an Independence Day holiday. And I know he was pretty solid in that game in Texas as the bulk guy, and the Yankees ended up winning that game and he kept him in it. Yeah, he's got no business being a starter in the major leagues. None. So I don't know what the Yankees are going to do for Rodon's next turn in rotation, and they're already sent back. It can't be him. Okay, it just can't be. Pull somebody out of the stands and have them throw underhand before you put this kid back on the mound. I mean, we did get some good news about Max Fried, that he's going to throw a bullpen this week, and then it could lead to a rehab assignment, so maybe he's on his way back. Is it going to be too little, too late? The inconsistencies of Ryan Weathers, the fact that Will Warren is not a top of the rotation guy, Gerrit Cole still fighting back from Tommy John surgery, even though he's a lot better on Friday night, the Carlos Rodon injury now, and Max Fried still a little bit ways away from coming back here. Does that now change the Yankees' mindset and going out there and acquiring a starting pitcher? Because as much as I said that the Yankees don't need Tarik Skubal, that was before Carlos Rodon went down. Maybe they do need Tarik Skubal now. Or maybe what they should do is, before they let the Twins board a plane out of the Bronx, make a phone call about Joe Ryan. Because Joe Ryan is under control for 2027. And maybe you can pry him away from the Minnesota Twins. But what the Yankees can't do is throw guys like Beck out there every fifth day and think that that's okay to just basically wave a white flag when they're in the position that they're in. So while I didn't think the Yankees needed starting pitching a week, 2, 3 weeks ago, whenever these Skubal rumors started, they definitely do now, because you cannot sustain this pace that they're at by throwing guys like Beck out there now that Carlos Rodon is injured, and you don't know when Max Fried is coming back, and you're dealing with some of the other things that you're dealing with in this rotation. And Monday night is a big start for Cam Schlittler. So was the start against Detroit a blip on the radar, or is Cam going into a slump here in his first full season in the big leagues? Because if we're going to see a little bit of regression from Cam Schlittler, this thing is really going to go downhill in a way that we cannot sit through and cannot witness, actually. So Monday's a big start for Cam Schlittler, but the Yankees need to be proactive here in acquiring some starting pitching here and worrying about where the pieces go when you have to put the puzzle back together. So maybe not Skubal and having to pay that price on a rental, but why don't you call up the Twins here and see what it would take to get a guy like Joe Ryan on this team here, because you need somebody right now. Because you basically are forfeit in every fifth day if you're going to think that a guy like Beck is going to go up here and throw competitive innings at the major league level. So the Yankees decided on America's 250th birthday they were just going to embarrass themselves against the Minnesota Twins and lose a series at home to this team, a team that they've dominated here since 2002. And lose a series at home for the first time in 16 years against 12 years against this Twins team. And now they got the best team in the American League staring right at them. So what really should concern everybody over this 1-9 stretch is that they didn't play the Dodgers, they didn't play the Brewers, they didn't play the Rays, they didn't play the Phillies, they didn't play the Braves. They played the Red Sox, Tigers, and Twins and went 1-9 and barely looked competitive in any of the games. They look competitive 40% of the time and won one out of those four games that they look competitive in. That's why if anybody wants to throw the towel in on the season, go right ahead. I'm not going to argue with you right now. But I'm giving them one more chance. One. This team was ready to go 20 games over 500, and now they're 9. 9. That's what a 1-9 stretch will do for you. And how it fell so quickly. Because you said, okay, take the Cincinnati series, throw it away, bad weekend. And then they come back, they take 2 out of 3 against the Tigers, have one of their best wins of the year against Skubal, and then it just fell apart so fast. And where's the manager to pick up this team other than to tell you, hey, we live for this. Hey, my catcher with an OPS under 470 now, right? Is that how bad it is? I know he had a hit today. God bless him. Finally had a hit today. But his catcher with an OPS, oh, I'm sorry. The hit actually kept it above 480. Your catcher with an OPS of 483 is moving the needle. Your obsession with Anthony Volpe. When the game that you won, he was on the bench. Where was Ryan McMahon today? Does anybody know? Are you going to tell me that he played 2 in a row coming off the IL? And that's why he couldn't play today? Because today would have been a good day to play Ryan McMahon and keep Volpe on the bench. I know, again, you're going to tell me what his numbers are against Joe Ryan, but I don't care. I don't care if he was 12 for 12 against Joe Ryan. Anthony Volpe sucks the life out of this Yankee team right now. This is just from Katie Sharp, by the way. The Yankees have allowed 29 unearned runs over their last 15 games. I'm not saying anything because I want to let that sink in there. 29 unearned runs over their last 15 games. And the Yankees in that stretch are, well, they're They're four and 12 over the last 16. So we'll just keep it there. They're 4-12 over their last 16 games. And in the last in the 15 of those games, the last 15 out of that 16 game stretch, they've allowed 29 unearned runs. It's a recipe for winning. But they'll do nothing about it. Aaron Boone will still get to manage the Yankees. So here, this is an update on Josh Chisholm. He had a big toe discomfort, and he's going to be examined. X-rays were taken, and he will be reassessed tomorrow. Okay. I'm done here. I'm looking for like anything. If we can get some information, like what? Why didn't we see Ryan McMahon today? I don't know. I'm just scrolling right now. I don't see anything. This is a quote from Aaron Boone earlier. Forget obviously having some guys down right now, but we have guys capable of going out there and doing really good things. Yeah, we know that, dumbass. Why aren't they? You tell me why they're not doing it. Why Cody Bellinger, who absolutely deserved an all-star nod, is hitting 100 over his last 50 at-bats. Why Ben Rice was an MVP candidate and he's completely went down in the toilet. You can't just tell me it's because Aaron Judge isn't here. You can't tell me that. Oh, they don't have Judge. It's not an excuse. Yankees have no excuses now. The Rays are in front of them for the next four games. You have to go out there and win three of these games here. And it's not going to be easy because we know the Rays are going to want to beat the hell out of the Yankees. They're going to want to kick them while they're down. They're going to want to show them how to play Rays baseball, small market, hit and run, pitch, play defense. And they're going to throw Griffin Jacks, who's having a good year, 3-4-5 against Cam Schlittler on Monday. And then Will Warren against TBD on Tuesday, I'm sorry. Cole against McClanahan. It's not going to be easy. And then TBD against Rasmussen. You think the Yankees are automatically going to break out? The Rays are throwing their best at them right now. Jax, McClanahan, and Rasmussen. Good luck. So, this is the final season of NYYST. This is one of only three shows we have scheduled here for July for NYYST. But like I did on Wednesday night, it might be a pop-up show because you just never know when I might have to get something off my chest and talk about the atrocity that is the 2026 New York Yankees. So please click subscribe if you haven't done so already on your favorite podcast platform, the one that you're listening to me on right now, so you don't miss any shows throughout the course of 2026 as we wind things down here, because who the hell knows at this point. And also, please leave us a 5-star rating review. We'd love to hear from the fans in our last season here. Also, subscribe to NYY Underground on YouTube. The Bronx or Nowhere will be back live this Thursday. And who the hell knows what the hell we'll be talking about at that point in time. I hope it's not what everybody thinks it's going to be. And hopefully the Yankees have woken up here. And please tell everybody NYYST is the official Yankee podcast of Odyssey. Guys, the season hasn't gone the way that we wanted to, but we still love you guys and appreciate all your support here in our final season. I love you guys so much. Thanks for joining me. This has been episode 535. I'll see you next time.